I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday morning. It's not the longest day of the year. I think yesterday was the longest day, but it's broad daylight out right now. 6:10 in the morning, and it's just, you know. If the sun was shining.
It's officially summer, though, right?
It certainly is. Isn't it funny that this is the second summer we've worked from home? Like, I actually had to pause and go, did we do this last year? Were we? And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been working from our respective abodes, except for Nikki, who has to come in every day. Poor thing. Poor little thing. It just feels like time is the fastest and also kind of the slowest it's ever been. Hey, I want to start with a little bit of news about The Secret Show.
Oh.
Yes. The Secret Show. This is a big deal. This is, honestly, where I'm just going to breathe through it. Like, the infrastructure that's had to be set up to do what we're going to try to attempt starting today, it's astounding. Like, listening to Bryn tell me what they're... I just glaze right over. He's like, well, first we got it, and then this. And him and Nikki are like working out all the logistics on the thing. And I'm just going, oh, please let it work. Just let it work. This is going to be a lot. But here's what we're doing for you. Because people love The Secret Show. It's been around for, God, a decade, Vin?
What's not to love?
What's not to love? It's the dirty,
filthy. We put
filthy,
a lot of work into that thing.
Filthy, dirty little show. Fun. And listen, you guys better have some problems, because 5 days a week, problems, please. Send them to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Put Secret Show or Bad Advice in the header there, the subject line, because this is, you know, we'll talk about all kinds of stuff, but it's always great to have a jumping off point like somebody else's problem. It's good times.
You bet.
So here's what's happening, and it's just listen closely, bear with me, whichever. We're doing this 5 days a week. It's a stream that starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, which means you can listen to it at 10 a.m. every day. And if that doesn't work in your schedule for whatever reason, you can download all five on Friday in podcast form. So after the Friday one streams, then all five will be available. So you'll get them, you'll have them over the weekend, or you'll have them to save for next week or whatever. But the beauty is that every morning at 10 a.m., you'll have a Secret Show. But you've got to stream it. It's happening right at 10.
It's appointment. Mm-hmm. This, you're not used to this, we know.
Yep.
You're used to on demand. This
yes.
is a point. You got to be.
Appointment.
This is the olden days way of looking at things. You're there,
right.
You're there for the $6 million man, or you're not.
Or you miss it. And there
right.
is no, like, finding it later. It's, you missed that one.
Right.
So, yeah, it's however, unlike the $6 million man, at least on Friday, it'll show up if you, you know, look, a lot of people are working at 10 o'clock in the morning and they can't take a half hour to listen to Dirty Talk. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're even like, I don't want to have wood at work. Because that happens to people sometimes. They listen to The Secret Show and they're like, oh, my God.
I've got stirrings.
I have stirrings. Right, Vinny. So we'll reiterate this, but don't be like confused or anything. And if you need help with this, write to Bryn. Bryn loves answering questions about how to do stuff.
You actually explained it perfectly.
Yeah,
Sarah.
That's it. So the Secret Show's on at 10 every day, real time. Listen
mm-hmm.
or don't. And then
listen
if
or
you
don't,
if you miss it, then you'll catch it at the end of the week. Everything gets
right. If you're subscribed, it'll be in your
made available
subscription
to you,
box.
Right.
So to find the stream, you go to odyssey.com/Sarah and Vinny Secret Show/listen, or just search the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on the Odyssey app, and we show up as a it's a station, right?
That's right. Yeah, and also if you want to listen from your desktop computer or laptop or whatever, you can go to Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and the link is right up at the top. You can click that, and it takes you straight there.
Oh, boom.
Yeah, so it'll go to the station right now, but obviously there's nothing there because we're not live yet. So
right.
At 10 o'clock, it'll go live, and there you go.
And that's it, and then there it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, listen to this.
I'm ready.
I want to do a quick movie review for you.
Please do. Yes, absolutely.
And I don't know if, Bryn, did you watch Luca?
Oh, I have not, but my kid has watched it.
That looks great. It looks great to me. I bet I'm gonna bet it's great. It's great. It's Pixar. It's great.
Weekend, yeah.
So, Luca is the new movie. I don't know when it came out. Was it the last Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
Okay, we watched it in our backyard. On you know what? When the missus said I want to get this projector and a screen, I was like, oh, that's ridiculous. It was the raddest event. Maybe of our whole vacation, we had a pretty packed vacation, and yet sitting in our backyard with the little fire pit going, and the screen set up, and Luca comes on, and look at my house. We watch stuff 700 times, and you are just bored to tears. Yep. I mean, well, I still cry right at Moana, even though I've seen it 700 times. But
bored to tears, bored but also crying.
Right. But to have a new movie to watch and be in a situation where I'm super pumped for it. It was an exciting moment, and that movie does not disappoint. It's a masterpiece.
Oh.
It is the art is so well done. You cannot believe how far they've come. Like, we know that the art is just better than ever, even 10 years ago.
Right.
But they've even made new it's just beyond belief. The
is this the one with the sea serpent thing?
It is.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's what I thought. All right. Yeah, I'm dying to see that. That's great. I'm so excited.
The story is so good, and on so many levels, about acceptance, about friendship, about there's at one point, because it's in Italy or fake Italy or whatever, a little fishing town in off the coast in Italy. There's a couple things that happen where I'm like, oh my God, my mom said that my whole life growing up. So there's like a word, menage. And I'm like, oh my
menage?
God.
As in Nikki?
I made my mom say that 10 times a day. And actually, I guess it's just an exclamation of frustration. Even when I wrote my mom and said, oh my God, this word, I just heard it in the movie. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's spelt with two N's and two G's and an IA that aren't pronounced, and it's a whole thing. But
it could be manja, but also it could be menage.
Right.
Okay. Got it.
Anyway, it was just neat. Some of the Italian stuff certainly hit home for me. But in general, the movie is a masterpiece. You will love it. Your kids are going to love it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We've already watched it twice, and I can't wait to watch it again.
That's Disney Plus. It's got to be, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
and so, for the record, yes, I cried a lot.
Of course you did. I'm sure I'll bawl my little eyes out too. So this is a sheet she hangs in the backyard? What's the setup here?
She bought a screen.
Oh.
It's a fold-out screen. So
how
the,
big?
The
10 feet by 4 feet.
Easily.
20 feet by?
No, not 20 feet, but easily 10 feet by 6 feet, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Goodness.
Big.
And how are you listening? Is it headphones or
we got a big speaker? No, we got a big Sonos.
Oh boy, you guys got a whole setup.
I told you, she was all about it, and I was.
Boy, you should really leave your family's fun in her hands. I mean, look at the RV thing was a roaring success. You got the backyard movie station.
She does make sure things go well, because otherwise, Dad would go, that looks like a lot of trouble, and I'm probably going to screw it up. Let's just sit here.
And in a worst case scenario, there's some poo under the car. I mean, it's not that big a deal, you know. She's doing her best, and it's working.
That's what she went out to walk the dog and came back in and said, "There's poop under the." And I go, "The dog pooped under the." And she, no, I didn't set up the toilet connection properly, and everything's been falling straight out underneath the truck. And I was just like. Well, that's not my poop because I haven't gone yet. So, and I'm looking around and
okay. All right, I gotta ask, whose poop was it?
It was Isla's. It was Isla's poop.
Oh boy.
Mm. Yeah. It was just one of those like, wow. But you gotta go. And we didn't know the thing wasn't connected.
Right. It wasn't like anyone told her, if you poop, it's gonna be under the truck.
I'm sure this happens
just
all the
so
time.
You know. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure it is.
Oh, I'm, yeah. I'm sure.
Which makes me feel great about campsites in general.
The funny thing is there are a lot of people that are pro at this. There's question. We were the rookies of the weekend wherever we went.
Well, you learn, right? I mean, okay, let me ask you this. And this is the ultimate question. Mm-hmm. You going to do this again?
Right.
Well, I would do it again, yes. I think that...
Success.
You going to get your own RV or what?
No, that's not happening. No. Not yet, anyway. That we need... A two-year-old is a little young to be on a long road trip with. If she were just a little... Like, next year, I think it would go a lot better.
Oh, so you're getting an RV next year.
No.
Okay, that's fun.
No, I
listen,
didn't
we were
say
thinking
that.
About getting an RV too. I mean, we talk about it all the time. So let's meet somewhere. We'll go camping together. It'll be fun.
I honestly think you'd like it. I can see you being, you know, I know you love a good campfire song.
Oh God, I love
you
it.
You and John sort of.
Yeah, we haven't
gathering.
Camped in a really long time because the kids, you know, when they're little, it's a pain in the ass. And then as they got older, they had their friends they wanted to hang with. But when I was a kid growing up, we always had an RV and we camped all the time, which is, I think, where my wanting, you know, you want to recapture that. You want to have that.
Yeah, I would warn anybody, though, that it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you say to yourself, I'm going on vacation and I need some serious rest and relaxation, it's hard to be on the road in those things unless you're good. You know, I think experience probably counts for a lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But there were points. I'll tell you an example.
Okay.
The missus is driving. Again, she will not let me near the wheel.
That's good. It's good.
And you
great.
Know what really got me is there's points where she's, you know, hey, and she honks and I'm like, what? That's my job. You might as well let me drive. I mean, what are you doing?
Right.
Nice, Chris.
She's losing her mind over someone cutting in on her. And I'm like, that's what I do.
That's hilarious.
And, but you know, also drive too fast and you're super erratic and,
God,
squirrel. Sorry. Like that's, you know, it's, she wants to be able to relax. And if she's driving, she'll be able to. Like I know I drive with a guy who I constantly have to grab, you know, the roll bar and I'm always like,
the roll bar.
And he's all like, you know, you don't, I'm like, I'm sorry, you're scaring me. So she didn't want to be scared. So she did the driving.
I got it. And even though there were points where I said, let me take over and you can take a break. We're going straight down the 5 freeway.
Yeah.
It's easy.
What could I possibly do?
I can't get into any trouble here. And she was just like, I got it. Relax. Which wasn't relaxing because, again, I was the in-flight stewardess. But back to what I was going to tell you, which is, you know, getting off the freeway.
She tricked you.
Getting off the freeway is a thing because you're like, okay, we need food. And I'm on the little iPad.
Yes,
and I'm
navigating.
All right, let me find us food. So I find a spot with a bunch of different restaurants and I go, we're good. Get off here in Glendale. Well, it was the Glendale Galleria, which is an outdoor mall, which is super packed.
Oh,
and
no.
Now we're barreling into it in an RV, which was just the worst possible place I could have taken us. And I'm like, well, I didn't know it was an outdoor mall. What do I know of Glendale?
Right. I saw the restaurants all packed together and I thought that was the perfect spot for us.
And she's like, get me out of here. And I'm like, yeah, but there's food right there. You're passing. Just let me jump out. I'll grab it.
You and circle the building.
No, she's like, oh, you got to get me out of here. You know,
well, look, it can't all be smooth sailing.
It's hard. They're big.
Right.
It's not easy to get around in those things.
What? How long was that thing? Like 30 feet, 27 feet? What?
Couldn't say. I don't know. I don't even have an idea. I can ask her, though. I'll text her.
Yeah, ask her because I think there's even like limitations on length at certain campsites. Like you can't be longer than, I don't know, Nikki maybe knows about this. But we've seen things where 30 feet and over is not welcome at a lot of campgrounds.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I didn't see that. The place we went in Oceanside, the things that were there were beyond, there were beasts, monstrosities, and they were so nice. Like,
tour buses.
They could live in them for sure.
I think some people do.
I would agree, because it looks like the investment, unless, I don't know, it's hard for me to figure out if that's just where they put their money or if they're just so rich. But then I thought, if you're so rich, why are you vacationing at a parking lot in Oceanside?
Right. Yeah, they just like to be on the move. I don't know. All right. It's got to be a mix of both, right?
I guess. Yeah. Anyway,
well, I'm totally
Luca,
out of time.
Everyone.
Luca is great.
It is a masterpiece. I loved it. And one
RVing,
other thing.
Not a disaster.
The other thing we watched the whole time, it's a movie called Finding Ohana. Anybody?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
On Netflix. Finding Ohana.
Is it a kid's thing?
It seems like it's a kid thing, and yet I've watched it 20 times and really like it. At one point they quote Goonies. Oh. And they also talk a lot about Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's sort of an adventure, a family adventure, put it that way.
Is it live action or is it
a
cartoon?
Yeah, it's people. Yeah.
Okay.
Finding Ohana. Really good. If you've got kids and you're looking for something to watch.
Fantastic. And I can't say we're done with the RV topic. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a million more stories. But
we haven't heard anything about your trip to Florida. Nothing.
Yeah. They're truly, compared to the RV thing, I went to Florida, I saw my family, and I came home. I mean,
don't you try it. How dare you?
That's it, Vinny.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's boiled down, yes.
What are you trying to hide, Sarah?
What are you hiding from us?
Well, you'll find out later, I guess, because we're completely out of time. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I have no idea.
All right. Fantastic.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.